GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. George broadcasting from his spot in Florida with our Bangor tractor and equipment question of the day. Should main motor vehicle inspections be required every year? George, you're on the PDQ Door telephone line with State Representative Rich Sebra, the Republican of Naples, who's on the Transportation Committee here on the George Hale Rick Tyler Show.
Good morning, Richard. Nice to talk to you again, Rich Sebra. You've been down this road a number of times. You got a couple of bills coming up here. Everybody hates it. No, not everybody, but many people hate that date when all my inspection stickers run out, but my vehicle's fine. What kind of a problem do we really have here in Maine?
Hey, good morning, George. Thanks for having me on. Rick, thanks for having me on. Listen, I submit these bills because I ask my constituents and quite a few of my colleagues ask their constituents on Facebook and in surveys what they think about the motor vehicle inspection process. And, you know, if you look at the numbers of the responses of people, it really is overwhelmingly time to change the motor vehicle inspection process in Maine. If you look at other states who have no inspection, other states who used to have inspections that now have eliminated their inspections, there's no real safety benefit to the motor vehicle inspection process. States like Michigan, who have no motor vehicle inspection, have no real difference in their vehicle safety than we do, and it also comes down to a background idea that I'm responsible for my own vehicle. I can do it. I can take care of my own vehicle myself. I can go to the dealer. I can go to a mechanic. And if they're going to do a 22-point inspection of my vehicle, the state inspection points are not included in there, then maybe they could do a 27-point or a 25-point inspection of a vehicle. And every time you go for an oil change, your car could be inspected, and you're responsible for it. See, here in the Northeast, or as I call it, the nanny state Northeast, that's the real focus of motor vehicle inspections. If you look at a map of the country, it's the Northeast that really does it. It's not necessarily the state's job. I mean, when you leave something up to the state, it tends to be less efficient, less effective than if a person, individual, were taking care of it themselves.
Well, Rich, let's see if we can flesh it out a little bit. I found five bills, I think, coming up for discussion today or soon. I think you have two of them. LD 284 is one of them. I think one of the other ones is LD 431. Let's start at the top here. An act to provide inspections of new motor vehicles valid for 2 years. What about this one? You're saying inspect your car, but don't do it every year. Do it every 2 years.
Yeah. Now that's another question that always comes up with motor vehicle inspections is the frequency of the inspection. Some states have gone from an every year inspection to an every other year inspection. I think these timelines are arbitrary. So, sometimes in government you have to do things in increments. So the let's go from an annual to a every other year inspection is a good way to see if, you know, maybe we could move in the direction of getting away from inspections and yet continue to do them for a while and see if there's any real change in public safety. And I can tell you, in states that have gone from annual inspections to no inspections, there's no change in public safety. So this is sort of an incremental bill because some people will be uncomfortable with actually eliminating it outright. Well, let's take a step in the direction. That's the idea behind that bill.
I believe last year in the COVID problem that we had, we delayed the inspection date. The governor did. But there have been bills in the legislature before, and I think the last legislature that failed to get this thing going. Am I up to date on that?
Yeah, no, you're right. I've submitted these bills in the past, and I'm going to keep trying as long as I can. I think this issue needs to be discussed. The overwhelming public opinion is that we can eliminate the state inspection. We have to remember here, law enforcement is still required to do a safety check if they see something glaringly obvious on the road. You know, they have to enforce the law. You know, we need to keep talking about these sort of things because times change, vehicles change. You know, this isn't, your old 1972 Oldsmobile that we're dealing with here. We're talking about modern cars that are engineered different than cars when the inspection system was put into place, you know, decades ago.
Well, that does bring up an interesting point. I've read a number of times that Maine people have a tendency to keep their cars longer than other people do. They're on the road a little bit longer. Maybe that's a fact of economics. I don't know. You also are involved with a bill that would repeal the requirement that certain motor vehicles be inspected. What does that mean, certain motor vehicles?
Well, passenger vehicles, I believe, George, are a lot different than commercial vehicles. That bill requires passenger vehicle inspection to go away. But when you look at commercial vehicle inspection, I think it is important for the commercial vehicle people, you know, because of interstate commerce and all that's attached to that. We leave it on the commercial on the trucks, but we take it off of the individual's, you know, passenger vehicle. And there's a difference in the type of registration we're talking about here.
There are some other bills. We'll maybe touch on those. One of the things that often come up is there are people out there that I think the quote sometimes is that they're running junk. In the wintertime, we hear a lot of people off the road, that type of thing. Some of it's due to speed. Some of it's due to alcohol. But most of it, the police often tell us the equipment on a car just is not up to standard. Wouldn't we catch that in an inspection?
You could catch it in an inspection, but, you know, I've read comments from people over several, several legislatures where people talk about the inspection process, and then 2 or 3 months later, they'll lose a ball joint and they'll, they won't go for inspection for another 9 months. So the inspection process is not what we should be relying on for motor vehicle safety in the state of Maine, because not only is it not a completely thorough inspection now, it's open to different interpretations by different people who do the inspections. It's also a random period of time that does not necessarily mean the vehicle is going to be safe 2 months, 3 months, 4 months after you inspect it. So your maintenance on your vehicle is your responsibility, not the responsibility of the state watching what you're doing. But it's your vehicle, it's your responsibility. And no matter whether your inspection sticker is a January or a June inspection sticker, you're responsible for that vehicle 12 months of the year, which means the inspection is only a nanny state government view into your own responsibility as a vehicle owner. And that's how I look at it. And, you know, it really is. If you look at a map of the United States, the Northeast is the concentration of these inspections. And I can tell you something, George, something that probably come up today. There have been a considerable number of studies that show that the difference between safety in states with inspection, safety in states without inspection, is there's no difference. There is really no difference whatsoever. And a lot of people don't realize this, and the committee is going to know this today. There is a study, a national study coming out probably June or July, that's actually going to show the statistics of all the states, and even the ones that I'm really looking at are going to be the ones that are the states who have gone from an inspection process to no inspection process. Now, You know, in the last 10 years, about a dozen states have gone from an inspection system to no inspection system. And not a single one of those states has now gone back to an inspection system. Why? Because they realize they don't need to be doing it.
Well, it's an interesting argument. It's a public hearing today, I believe, at 1 o'clock. There are five bills, as I indicated. Let me ask you a question that probably will come up today, I would assume. The state gets a certain amount of revenue from this. They maintain the system that you have to pay. Those people who are licensed get paid to do the inspection. What's the cost?
Well, you know, George, I don't think we ought to be revenuers on the backs of what we're using public safety as an excuse for revenue. So I just reject that whole idea that, well, the state makes money from the motor vehicle inspection, so we ought to just keep doing it. When you look at the entire system as a whole, and you look at, I know it may be anecdotal evidence that comes from people who comment on Facebook, comment in these surveys that we do as legislators, but people don't trust the system, George. When you have people who talk about their car going in for an inspection, and there's all this stuff that they didn't know was wrong with it, and then maintenance on your vehicle is your responsibility. And the state inspection opens it up for people to, people to be taken advantage of. And I look at the whole thing as a big government intrusion that may not be that huge of a deal, but you're right. You mentioned it very early on in our conversation. The COVID has shown a few things to people about motor vehicles. We don't need front license plates. We have front license plates, but now we've got people running around in Maine with these anniversary plates on for going on 2 years. Our motor vehicle inspections, a lot of people, have sort of given the motor vehicle inspection system a little bit of a slide for the last COVID year. So, and I'd like to see some statistics on if there's been any safety issues in Maine because of, giving people a little extra time with COVID to not get their vehicles inspected. And I honestly would be willing to bet there's been no difference.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.